turn around, pull your pants down, and then make like a big shit.
Oh, please, you're a fucking jerk.
Make a big shit in it.
Cocks taste good.
Cocks is good?
Cocks taste good.
Cocks. Wait a minute, how do you?
Cocks taste good.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Alrighty. Good evening, everybody. It is I, Carlito, back. I always come back. When I promise I'm going to come back, I do come back. Unlike other people around here. As I said already, my name is Carlito. I'm your host for tonight. Wednesday, October the 6th, 10 p.m. Eastern. It is, it's actually 10:22 p.m. Eastern. Ha, look at that. I said I'm going to start on time, bitch, and 20 minutes into the time I'm supposed to start. So now we got to go until 1:20 a.m. Eastern. 3 hours of show is my goal for tonight. Thank you, everybody who's listening live, even anybody who ends up listening to this on the podcast. Thank you for being a subscriber, to all your friends. You can send your request to me here tonight if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger over at Madhouse Radio again. Madhouse Radio is my screen name here to the studio if you want to send me your request tonight on AOL or Yahoo. MSN Messenger users, madhouse@live.com. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com, our homepage. We got our chat room there kicking. A lot of people in the chat room right now. Thank you, everybody, for doing it to it. You can be in there as well. Click on the chat link or just go to madhouselive.com/chat. Do we have to say /? Anymore? Aren't we just supposed to say /? Now? Have we gotten to that point yet? Because I can't tell you the last time I had to tell someone to use /. I couldn't tell you. I don't know when it was. Lonesome Loser should be joining us here a little later tonight. I understand that Milkman is here with us in some form or fashion. I don't know if his microphone's in. Milkman, are you there? Milkman coming back from gender reassignment surgery, and he is not answering yet. Oh, well. Milkman, when you got your microphone in, you know, let me know. Actually, he's not there anymore. He was there. Let's give him a call on the old, the old back line over here, the red line. Ringing yet?
No, not yet. I'm on the fire, brother.
All right, got you here.
Hello, how can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hear me all right?
Okay, that's a lot better. I'm gonna have to mute my microphone or something here.
Okay, well, I already muted you just in case, so it's okay. It's my end.
Okay.
It's my end. We'll get it fixed. We'll figure it out together, right? We'll figure it out another day when we're online, right? Weekend
right,
or something,
right.
Tomorrow or something like that. All right. We'll just do this here for now. Anyway, so we are live. We got that little audio problem there taken care of. Only took 10 minutes. Milkman, you're probably not gonna be able to hear this, though. This sucks. But, well, what you do, remember how we used to do back in the day when you used to have to be on the phone? Just go back to your laptop while I play this. Madhouse Secret Story. Huh? You got headphones on?
I put on the headphones. It's just very distorted.
Okay. All right. Well, just listen to, the stream will take a while. All right. But listen, I got audio here from our secret source, The Arm. We haven't heard from him in a while. Crazy fucker made it on the Rush Limbaugh show. I'm not kidding you. He actually made it on the heat. You know who Rush Limbaugh is, you know, a conservative radio host, angry guy.
A blowhard. Yeah, he's a major blowhard, lying piece of sack of shit.
That's right. And then, you know, Crazy Fucker, he's made a lot of appearances on our show. Crazy, crazy guy.
He's that weird Republican that always comes on there screaming.
He's a super conspiracy, big-time Alex Jones fan, that kind of guy. You know, he's a truther.
Yeah, he
hates everything and everybody.
He's a super Republican.
Yeah, well, we say that and he gets really pissed off. But here we go. I'm going to play this. This is 8 minutes long. I might not play it all. But this is Crazy Fucker. Actually made it on the Rush Limbaugh show. He's been on Alex Jones a few times. But this is latest audio from our good friend Crazy Fucker from California.
All right, Salem, Oregon. Bob, glad you called. You're up next to the EIB Network, sir. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, what country did your forefathers come from?
What country did my forefathers come from?
Yeah.
They're a mixture of the Dutch and English.
Then why the hell don't you get your ass back over there? It seems like I listen to your ass all the time. And you know what? You need to go back over there and live, not here. You're running our country in the ground.
I?
You run Obama, who's trying to do something good.
Wait a second.
For the poor people,
Bob.
And not you rich bastards like you got now.
Bob.
What?
I am running the country into the ground?
Yeah, you are.
What have I done, Bob? How have I made you...
You're constantly on Obama. Constantly. Because he's black?
No.
Is that why?
What's that got to do with anything? That's got nothing to do with it.
You guys come over here and took over our country.
Oh, you're an Indian.
That's right. That's
and I'm a white guy, right?
I was raised and everything in my whole family was here. All my forefathers,
you know, who
way
you
back to when before the white man settled on the Pilgrim over there, you know, the Pilgrim in Plymouth.
Sturdly, thank you for finding this guy. Bob, you're a godsend. I mean, you have just made my point. You sound like Helen Thomas, who said the Jews ought to go back home, and now you're telling me I need to go back home. You're saying the white guys came over here and destroyed the country. That's exactly what Obama thinks. That's no wonder you support Obama. See, this is exactly what I mean.
And you run him in the ground when he tries to do something for the poor people.
Oh, he is. What's he done for the poor people, Bob?
Well, what has he done? He's got health care for everybody. I got a brother-in-law who's Indian.
Bob,
and
come on.
And his girlfriend, who's not, but she got insurance for nothing because they don't have a job.
You know what?
He can't find a job because he's Indian. Nobody will hire him. Now, what do you got to say about that, Rich?
Bob, I feel sorry for you.
No, well, you feel sorry for me. I don't need your sorry, pretty ass shit.
Well, you got it. Anyway, Bob, don't bleep him. This is your average Obama supporter, and I think people need to hear average Obama supporters.
You're turning it around. I'm not a supporter of Obama. I'm just saying the man is trying, and you're saying he's not doing nothing. Oh, he's got to just love this, and he wants everybody to love him, and all this kind of garbage. That's bullshit.
Bob, here's the thing. Obama's destroying health care for everybody, and he's pricing it out of everybody's existence. That's the truth. He's done nothing but make more and more people poor. By eliminating jobs in this country, there are fewer jobs to be had. The economic activity is slowed down to virtually nothing. Bob,
I think Bush and them did that shit when they signed that TIFTA or NAFTA or whatever the hell it is with Mexico. Send them bastards, every one of them, back. I don't care if they're born here or not. Send their ass back there and let them have their own country to run.
I know that more than likely wasn't really Crazy Fucker, but that sounds just like the crazy guy. Milkman, you heard that, right? There are some differences in the voice. Obviously not him, but a very good eye, and it was a good submission by the arm, but I think the arm did not come through again. But, that guy, he sounds like Crazy Fucker, right? Crazy Fucker.
Sure does.
Let me play some of that audio from Crazy Fucker where we called him Republican. He got very mad at us, so those of you who are new to the show might...
Crazy Fucker, you're on the air. What's going on, man?
That is the same dialogue.
Crazy Fucker.
Okay, let me turn down this audio here on this repeat. I'm on this faggot Jew station called Syndicate Radio TV.
Yeah, I mean, Crazy Fucker would be way angrier than the guy that called Rush, to be honest with you, but we continue.
Oh, God.
They don't even let me into the fucking chat room.
Yeah, well, if you mess up, dude, that's...
What do you mean mess up?
What did you do?
About freedom of speech, man?
What happened?
I guess you're talking about freedom of speech, I messed up, you know? I messed up if you're talking about freedom of speech. I guess because I speak freedom of speech, I messed up in that faggot Jewish syndicate radio TV slash faggot, Howard Stern, dirty piece of shit, motherfucking cocksucker.
Crazy fucker checking in from California. So you've been banned again at this point for your... I mean, do they say is you're being annoying? Are they afraid of the truth?
No, man.
What do you think it is?
No, man. It ain't nothing like that, man. It's like what you voted for. You voted for Obama, right?
Well, yeah, I got to vote for somebody.
So now you're going to find out that you're going to be censored, too.
Oh, come on, censor.
Well, really, as long as it, really.
You Republicans, with all your talk about, we're going to be censored. You Republicans.
What are you talking about?
We all know. You're like one of the strongest Republicans.
I've never voted in my life.
These Republicans, milkman, call in like crazy fucker, and they're like, oh, Obama's going to do this, and he's going to gestapo and this. What are you guys going to do?
Dude,
why don't you tell your boy Rush Limbaugh.
I've never voted in my life.
That's not what I have. You're a crazy fucker.
I said, tell your boy Rush Limbaugh. Look at that, milkman. That's the fucking ironic moment of the night.
Yeah, it is.
I just said that to him. Hey, here. That's D. I told you that's his buddy. I think it was his crazy fucker, everybody. I think we got the proof right there, milkman. Tell your boy,
I've never voted.
That's not what I have here, crazy.
Man.
Yeah. We need to get a crazy fucker section. I was going through some old archives, and Hollywood has a lot of them that he's going to be uploading here to the Madhouse VIP server, milkman.
Wow.
And there's a lot of crazy fucker audio in there, and been discussing with some people about doing some edits to old Madhouse audio. I think that might be a good target, isolating all the crazy fucker audio we can find and just give him a section. Maybe just start releasing crazy fucker stuff, because he used to go off for like a half hour, you know, back in the day. Crazy fucker, man.
He just wanted to stop once he got started.
Yeah, you could not get him to stop. He sucked the prank calls. But the guy was cool. Anyway.
He gets that box of cheap wine he was telling me about. Remember he said he got that cheap box of wine, he drank that, and he put water and some kind of soda in it and made it like double?
I think it was MD-4040. Wasn't it Mad Dog 4040 or some kind of rose kind
something
of thing?
Something like that. A box of wine or some shit like
that. He was buying it at the dollar store, and then he was mixing it like a third water and a third Welch's grape juice. And, that was a very effeminate drink, crazy fucker. He's listening right now. Maybe he might be listening to this out there somewhere. But I got audio that I talked about last week, a 911 call where the guy killed these people that are breaking in his neighbor's house. But in the meantime, I think we got to do a prank call and get it warmed up. We got to, the first prank call, some usually on record, on average, although not as much lately here, milkman. You've missed some shows, and we'll talk about why you're missing here shortly. But usually, on average, the first prank call is a throwaway. Sometimes it's good, but it just gives me a chance to warm up. Milkman, we're thinking about, we discussed opening up the bridge, the conference line for people to call in at the last hour of the show, maybe in about two hours or so. So look out for that. Lonesome Loser should be here in the next 30 minutes. At that point, hopefully will be helping us out submitting some numbers. He's pretty good at that. We got the Lonesome Loser log. I got some requests here from last week we didn't get to. Brendan's here. Nunu's here. All gentlemen who are very good at confirming numbers for us. Part of the Madhouse Confirmation Posse. I guess we should call them. All right.
I enjoyed the chat. I don't have IRC now, so I'm going to have to try and come in.
All right, listen, milkman. You want to join the chat? Perfect opportunity for people who are listening but not chatting right now. There's more of you listening than are chatting right now. So if you're listening, no reason why you shouldn't head over to madhouselive.com. Click on the chat link right there. There's a button that says chat. Or you can just go to madhouselive.com/chat. There's a chat room right there in the browser, hey. Milkman. It's a Java client, and you can watch me. Huh?
I think I'm in OpMe.
Let me see.
Yeah, I see Nunu in there. I think I'm in the right room.
All right, I got you. There you go. There you go, milkman. You figured it out. Good work. Yeah. So you got to love that. Isn't that a great page? Hey, milkman, there's a poll in there. Vote in that poll. There's a poll in there. I'm going to be doing a new poll every week or two just to poll the audience, get some ideas from you guys. this week is how do you get your madhouse spaces? How do you get your madhouse spaces, you know, just put there? What's the most common way? Do you get it from the podcast? You go to the forums? You just go to the site? I'm just trying to bolster up how we do stuff around here, so give us a high end. Go over to madhouselive.com, chat.
We are known for being the most interactive show on the internet.
One of them. We are pretty interactive. We're the most interactive prank call related show.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Is there anything else?
Well, yeah. There's some other stuff. There's a web show. Milkman one time that Andy sent me a secret code to, I think, and he got it for like 30 minutes or something, and his website has like a live morning show, but it's with porno women, and it was this old lady who was like maybe in her early 40s, late 30s, and she'd been in the porn business for a while. She looked a little ragged already, but she still had the tits and stuff like that. But she was old, you know. She was definitely was definitely in the MILF category. Yeah, she's been turned down. And there was another younger one, but she had a long horse face. But she was like in her 20s. And I was in there, I was chatting, and I said, "Hey, it's the horse face and old broad show." And they banned me, and then they banned me from the chat, but I could still see the video, and they chastised me. And I was scrambling. God, I wish I could record this audio. And I was scrambling to get my audio ripper opened. And I forgot what it was, but the quality, it was unhearable the way I recorded it. But then I actually apologized, and they let me back on. And they said, "That's okay. We love you." Because, you know, they're stripper girls, you know. That's a new story.
I bet the Zolar would have been funny on that call.
Zolar. That was a chat room.
Probably knows her.
The chat room thing, sir. All right. So, as I said, let's do a prank call right quick. Let's break the ice. We got City Kebab in San Francisco, home of the former home of the Milkman. Not anymore. Now he lives. We'll talk about that later. It's a secret. It's all in the story about what happened to Milkman the last few weeks. A very interesting story. A little later on, also, we're going to have Evil Artie. He's going to be joining us today. He has some women that he's been involved with, Milkman. And he's going to be talking to us about that. Milkman, remember, if I hang up on accident, I'll call you right back. I've got a
cookies and apple?
Yeah, hi. Is this the kebab place over there?
Yeah, it used to be kebab place. We added pizza and sandwich on it.
You got pizza and sandwiches? You got all right.
On the kebab and shawarma.
All right, I'll take the pizza sandwich, please.
So, what do you like to have?
Pizza sandwich.
Like sub pizza or pizza and sandwich?
No, you said it's they got the pizza sandwich there. I'll take the number 2 pizza sandwich.
You mean the
over easy
sub sandwich?
The pizza sandwich, it says here in the paper that this is pizza sandwich.
Let me just double check.
Oh, Jesus, man. You know, it talks about this in the papers. It was in the papers.
What are the pizzas?
What papers you have there?
I got the Frisco pizza.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
The pizza, it's a pizza sandwich. It's a sandwich like a pizza.
Oh, yeah. We call it the sub sandwich. That's what you're talking about?
What you put inside the sub sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Pizza sub. Pepperoni, salami, and marina sauce, and chicken. And cheese, right?
You make it. I want you to take the bread. But
okay.
Is the bread, like, do you have a flour, like a flat flour kind of bread you can make in, like, a circle?
We have like a bread, the white flour, regular flour.
All right, you could. So I want you to mix the flour with some water until it becomes like a dough, and then like make a big circle with it. And then what did you say is in the sub? The pizza sub?
Marinara sauce, like pizza sauce.
All right, so put that. And what else you got?
We got pepperonis, salami, and marinara sauce and cheese.
Okay, like provolone or what kind of cheese?
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella. All right, good. Perfect. So, all right, I want you to mix flour and water, make a circle, and then put all the stuff in the pizza sub on top of that. Just cover it all over.
So you want me to make you a regular pizza, right?
No, I want you to make the pizza sub with that dough like that.
Like, so if I make it like this, we call calzone.
No, but I don't want it to be folded over. I want it flat, like a flat bread sandwich.
Flatbread sandwich?
Flatbread pizza sandwich.
Yeah, but our sandwich is come with the French bread, and after you finish, you close it.
Yeah, but let's not close it. No, I want to keep it like a flat sandwich. A flat sandwich
so
made
flat
with...
flat bread, but the regular bread, right?
Yeah, I mean, what do you make the pizza, what do you make that with?
The pizza is a dough. It's special for only pizza.
Yeah, so then we use the dough and we make it like a flat sandwich. I want to make a sandwich with the dough.
Oh, you want me to make you a sandwich with the dough looking like a pizza, right?
No, just I want an open-faced sandwich with pizza dough.
Yeah, but the pizza dough, I can make you a pizza dough, but a pizza dough is coming a circle. It doesn't come like a sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Then we'll make it like a flatbread, open-faced. You ever had open-faced sandwiches where the face is open? There's only one side. You make it like a salad.
I don't know, but... there is a sandwich special with the French bread, and after that we close it. Or you want to make your sandwich with a dough, with the pizza dough? It looks like a pizza.
Yeah, I don't think you understand, because there's a problem here with the interpretation of the things. Because what I'm asking for is for a flatbread pizza sandwich. I don't need this guff about a pizza this and a pizza that. I'm talking about flatbread sandwich. And just because I'm from the Republic of Korea doesn't mean you have the right to act like you don't understand what I'm saying. Because I've been in United States for 8 years, and I have a job, and I speak English since I was in kindergarten. In Korea, they teach you English from beginning. So if you're going to be racist about people from other country, then I feel sorry for you. I pray for you tonight, okay? Because you're difficult and trying to make these arrangements with me for a flatbread pizza sandwich.
Yeah, but
what's the big joke here, sir? Huh?
What's that?
What's the big joke here with you? Why do you laugh? You're smiling and you're talking.
Listen.
What's that?
I'm telling you, we have a sub sandwich or a pizza dough sandwich. Whatever you want, I make it for you. But the way you like it, I can't. Because if I make it for you and then you don't like it, then you can't after me, right?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I have sandwiches, sub sandwich, or a pizza open. I can make like the way you want, because that's what we have in the menu. All right?
Well, let's try this then. All right. Here's what I'm thinking.
Take it and let me know.
Do you make sandwich? Just a sandwich? Regular sandwich?
Yeah, we make a regular sandwich, yeah.
Okay. Do you have it where you can press it down and make it toasted?
Yeah, we toast it in the oven, yes.
All right. So, let's go ahead and make a regular pizza sandwich, like you said, the original one that you have, you know?
Yeah, you're talking about pizza sub?
Uh-huh, pizza sub.
Yeah, pizza sub, we do it like French bread, I told you. We open it, we put marinara sauce, we put the chicken, we put the cheese, and we put the pepperoni and salami, and close it with the cheese, put it in the oven. When they get tossed, we close it. You want mayonnaise? We add mayonnaise, and then we serve it like sandwich.
That sounds good, man. Listen, that's okay. What else is that? And it's good, right? It sounds like it's very delicious. It sounds like it's a good food, good meal. Now you put it. Can you put it in the oven to toast it for me?
The bread.
Yeah, the bread.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
All right, but I want you to leave it in there for a long. I want it to get like a super burnt. You know?
Super burn, but if you get super burn, after that you didn't enjoy it, you know?
No, that's okay. Then after that, I want you to go in and throw more things in there to make a bad smell.
Okay, so what do you like?
I want you to pull down your pants.
Okay.
And you're going to turn around into the oven and make a caca inside there. You know, push it out. And then close it with the bread and leave it in there for 30 minutes, 400 degrees, just to make a bad smell there.
Are you serious, man?
because when you do that, it smells more like authentic Italian, you know?
I don't know what I'm telling you, man.
I was stationed in Italy at the Air Force base in the 80s.
No, I don't care about Italy, man. So just we have this. Listen, we got this sandwich and the pizza. So if you like that, let me know. Otherwise, have a nice day.
I went to the beach and took a shit in the water in front of everybody, and I walked into my car and I left. All right, awesome. I hope everybody enjoyed that milkman.
My final.
The fuck was that about, milkman? That was a crazy one.
I want to double dose of curry on that thing, man, just to get things a little spicy, man.
Poor fucking guy, though, because he's like, he's just being nice. You know, nice old guy. And I tell him very slowly, I want him to turn around, pull out his pants, take his shit in the oven, and leave it in there for 30 minutes at 400 degrees so it smells like it's Italy. And he thought about it, he's like, what the fuck, man? Are you for real?
That's a smoky bear sandwich there, buddy.
Make a bad smell, everybody. All right. Hope you enjoyed that one. Well, before we head into the beginning of the 11 o'clock hour, I do need to take care of something real quick. Speaking of toilet, making shit. No, I'm kidding. Something else. Now, I need about 2 minutes real quick. I'm going to play some of this audio here, and if you guys like it, I'll play it out. Milkman, go ahead and go get your speakers on, your headphones on, and listen. This is this in Texas. There's a man named Joe Horn, and his. I don't know if anybody's heard this. I don't know how old this is, but I heard it like a month ago, and I meant to play it on the air, and I never got to it. But this is a copy of his 911 call. He had his shotgun, older white guy. And his neighbor's house is being broken into by two black-looking African immigrants. Like, I think they were from, like, South America, but they were, like, black. Like, one was, like, Brazilian black, you know? Like, you know, there's a lot of black, there's black population in Brazil. I think they were both Brazilian black. And they were breaking in the house, and they came out with a whole bag full of loot. And he told the guy, I'm going, motherfucker, or whatever, something to that effect. And you hear him run out, and he cocks the shotgun. It's like, ch-ch-ch. He's like, move and you're dead. And you hear, bam, and you hear three shots from the shotgun, and he kills these dudes in the front yard. And then the cops show up, and they throw him on the ground, and they arrested him. Anyway, he got off. Apparently, this happened about earlier this year. I think it was sometime in 2007, to be honest with you. And about a month ago, he got found not guilty of all charges based on existing laws in Texas. You be the judge. Let me play a little bit of this while I go grab something real quick from the kitchen. And I'll be right back. Thank you.
Pathway 911, what is your emergency?
Burglars breaking into a house next door.
What's the address there, sir?
7418. Not my address, but next door, okay?
Yes, sir. 7418 what, sir?
Timberline Drive. I've got a shotgun. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to stop them?
Nope, don't do that. Ain't no property worth shooting somebody over, okay?
Well, they're breaking in right now. They're in their house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching them.
What color is the house they're breaking into?
It's kind of a red brick right next to a two-story brick home, my home.
All right. What's the guys look like, white, black, Hispanics?
They're black, two of them.
Two black males? What are they wearing?
One's kind of a green shirt and white tennis shoes and blue jeans, and both of them are in the house right now.
What's the other one wearing, sir?
I didn't get a look at the other one.
What's your last name, sir?
Horn, Joe Horn, H-O-R-N.
Joe, what is your phone number, please?
This is my cell phone, 713-819-9826.
And you're at what address, please?
I'm at 7418 Timberline. They are next door.
Do you know the number next door?
I don't know if it's ascending or descending. But hurry up, man. Catch these guys, will you? Because I ain't going to let them go, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to let them go. I'm not going to let them get away with this shit.
Okay, hold on.
Now, if you're standing in front of my house, okay, looking at it from the street, it'll be the left-hand house. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Stay on the phone with me till we get someone right over there, okay? Don't hang up.
I'm not hanging up, but I'm telling you right now, I don't like this kind of stuff, man. This is ridiculous.
Yes, sir, it is.
Broad daylight. I don't know if they're on or not. I know they got a crowbar because that's what they broke in the windows with.
Which window did they go through?
The side, on the side where the gate is. I mean, you know, where the fence is because nobody can see them. That would be the right-hand side, looking from the front. Man, this is scary. I can't believe this is happening in this neighborhood.
What?
This is scary. I can't believe this would happen in this neighborhood.
Can you see anything at all?
No, I just see where they went in the house. I can't see in the house.
I understand that, but you can see where they entered in?
Yes.
So they might slip out the same way, or can you see the front of the house?
I can't see the front. I can go out the front, but if I go out the front, I'm bringing a shotgun with me, I swear to God.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to let them get away with it. I can't take a chance on getting killed over this, okay?
No.
I'm going to shoot. I'm going to shoot.
Stay inside the house and don't go out there, okay? I know you're pissed off and I know what you're feeling, but it's not worth shooting someone over this, okay?
I don't want to, but I mean, if I go out there, to see what the hell's going on, I mean, what thoughts am I going to have?
No, I don't want you to go out there. I asked if you could see anything out there, if you could see.
I can see a little bit of the driveway, but see, I can't see the front.
Can you see anything out in the front of the house, that like a vehicle they came in or anything?
No.
Let me know if you see anything at all from where you're at. Don't go outside, okay? Stay in the house. Mr. Horn, you still there?
I'm here.
All right.
Don't do no good. Don't let go of it, and if he goes outside, he's going to shoot him. He's very happy about it.
I'm going to tell you when I've got officers on the scene out there.
Not yet, you don't.
No, I know.
I can't see the front of the house. I can't tell if they stole something or getting away or not.
That's all right. Ain't nobody home that you know of, is there?
Well, over there, I would assume, or I hope not.
Okay. I mean, you know your neighbors?
No, I really don't know these neighbors. I know the neighbors on the other side really well. I can assure you, if it had been their house, I'd already done something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know them really well,
Mr. Horn?
Yes?
Why don't you listen to me carefully, okay?
Yes.
I've got officers coming out there. I don't want you to go outside that house. And I don't want you to have that gun in your hand when those officers are poking around over there. Okay?
I understand that, but I have a right to protect myself too, sir, and
yes,
you understand
you
that.
Yes,
and the laws
do.
Have been changed in this country since September the 1st, and you know it and I know it.
I
have a right to protect myself.
I'm right there.
And a shotgun is a legal weapon. It's not an illegal weapon.
No, it's not. I'm not saying that. Not wanting you to,
Okay, he's coming out the window right now. I got to go, buddy. I'm sorry, but he's coming out the window.
Don't go out the door. Mr. Horn? Mr. Horn.
God damn it, they just stole something. I'm going out the window.
Don't
I'm sorry.
Go
I ain't going to let them get away with this
don't
shit. They stole something. They got a bag of something.
The house.
I'm doing it.
Mr. Horn, do not
I'm
go
sorry.
Outside the house.
This ain't right, buddy.
You're going to get yourself shot if you go outside that house with a gun.
You want to make a bet?
What do you think? Okay, stay in the house.
They're getting away.
That's all right. Property is not worth killing someone over. Okay?
Damn it.
Don't go out the house. Don't be shooting nobody. I know you're pissed and you're frustrated, but don't do it.
They got a bag of loot.
Okay. How big is the bag? They're carrying a
just
bag
a hand
of stuff. They're walking out about a hand's up.
Yeah.
Which way are they going?
I can't. I'm going outside.
No,
I'll find out.
I don't want you going outside, Mr. Horn.
Well, here it goes, buddy. You hear the shotgun clicking, and I'm going.
Don't go outside.
Lou, you're dead. Get the law over here quick, get one of them's in the front yard over there, he's down, the other one's run down the street.
Where are
I had
you?
No choice, they came in the front yard with me, man.
Where
I had
are
no
you?
Choice. on a 7418 Timberline. Get somebody over here quick, man.
All right, Mr. Horn, are you out there right now?
No, I am inside the house. I went back in the house, man. They come right in my yard. I didn't know what the shit they was going to do. I
did
shot
you
them, okay?
Shoot somebody, Mr. Horn?
Yes, I did. The
where are you
here
right now?
I'm inside the house.
You're inside 7418.
Please, you're out here right now.
Mr. Horn, put that gun down before you shoot an officer of mine. I've got several officers out there without uniforms on.
I am in the front yard right now.
Put that gun down. There's officers out there without uniforms on. Do not shoot anybody else. Do you understand me?
I understand.
I've got police officers out there that
I am
do not
out
have
out the front
officers.
Yard waving my hand right now.
You got?
Okay?
You don't have a gun with you, do you?
No.
You see a uniformed officer? Hey, lay down on the ground and don't do nothing else.
No.
Lay down on the ground, Mr. Horn. Do what the officers tell you to do right now.
Come out here. Where's the gun? In the house.
Where?
In the chair.
There you go. That was pretty interesting radio. Yeah, it almost sounds like it's not real, but it is very real. It is a true production. It's off an episode of the Cops I was watching. Isn't that cool? Isn't that crazy, though? So, I don't know. Justified or not, they weren't even armed. Someone was mentioning, which is true, I understand from the story. That guy's name is Joe Horn. That call has his whole real phone number and his address and his name. I'm just saying. I am not saying anything. I'm just saying. I'm pointing that out to people. That's it. Thank you. I guess it's public record. That's why they can do that. What happened next? He got arrested. And I don't know what happened next much. I know he got arrested and he was out. At some point, he bailed out. And 2 years later or something, a few months ago, 2 or 3 years later, he got tried and found not guilty under the laws in Texas. He's allowed to protect his home and they came on his property. They were in his front yard. Texas is a very pro-gun, pro-death sentence kind of state. Jill, you're from the UK, you might not understand that. Nunu has an idea for me to call a Safeway in Colorado where they banned some guy for a year, like a month ago, for ordering big chicken breasts at the deli counter with some crazy bitch accusing him of being sexual.
Awesome. I heard about that.
I didn't hear about that. That's new to me. Okay, well, we'll call them. Yeah, I'm sure he did change his number by now, Brendan. Good point. All right, it's 11 o'clock hour. It's time to go balls to the wall with prank calls. Lonesome Losers here. Welcome, sir. Good to see the big guy made it. All right, Safeway it is.
One moment, please.
No, yeah. Yourself, hey, if you want it right now, I can.
Deli Department is Megan. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Listen, I had a question about the meat section over there. They have a pork butt for pork roast.
Pork what?
The pork butt roast.
No, I do not. But I think meat does. But meat's already closed.
Oh, there's no way I could find out.
Yeah, I can put you on hold and I can give you to my manager if you'd like.
All right, let's do that. Thanks, big girl.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Don't be big girl.
The Madonna song's gone now. Nunu, I'm not going to order big chicken tits. I'm going to order big butts. Big pork butt. Round roast. Pork butts.
Get rid of them afterwards.
Yes, hi. How you doing, sir?
Good.
I had a question about the meat department. Would it be better if I called tomorrow?
Well, why don't you let me know? I might be able to answer your question.
The pork butt, you know, for pork roast.
Uh-huh.
I need several of them for tomorrow for a function for the police athletic league. And unfortunately, the person who was in charge of getting them decided to leave the event, left us high and dry. So just need to get several. I don't know what's. If you could, do you have any idea like how large or what size they come in? Just the largest few. If not, then I've got another place that I was going. I've already called two places.
Okay. Let me run back there and see what we've got on hand. Let me go look real quick.
All right, thank you. This is Childish, Milkman. Let's do another call while we wait on that. We'll call him White House Restaurant. I don't know what I'm going to ask about. I'm going to ask about Big Butts.
Restaurant, may I help you?
Yes, hello, sir. I'm a little upset about something that someone said over there at some point sometime today.
Okay.
This gentleman,
how can I help you?
This gentleman apparently kept making comments to my daughter about the chicken breast. But it crossed the line, sir.
Okay.
I'm on hold right now with Bob Morton from the News Solvers. And I got him on the line, and he said he wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay, when was this?
It happened earlier tonight, during the rush time.
Okay.
He's on the line right now. He said something about pork butts, right, sir? He's putting me through right now. They're putting me through to him right now.
Okay.
Listen, he made comments about pork. Like, do you have pork roast there? Is that true? Because he kept saying that the pork roast, and that you guys use like pork butt and that nice big round butts, like it was a laugh and joke.
Sir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What did you find out about those butts? What is it?
We have a lot in our back room that hasn't been butchered yet.
Okay.
So I'm not sure exactly what cut they are because they're not labeled either yet. If you probably call back tomorrow, the meat cutters get here at 4, but they probably won't answer the phone till 5.
Uh-huh.
And you can talk to them and
Hang on, sir. Sir, the manager.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what he's saying. So what about it then? That's what he said. You heard it.
Okay.
If you call back tomorrow and talk to the meat cutter and work out something for me, I'm sure he can cut you whatever you need.
What was your name?
My name's David.
All right, David. Okay, and manager, what was your name?
Phil.
Phil. All right, Phil, David's telling you that he needs you to call him tomorrow about this problem to get this resolved because they're gonna report this to Bob Morton tomorrow on the News Solvers. Right, Dave?
Yeah.
You see?
Okay.
So you have to call. Well, where does he have to call him at? Tell him again.
Just call the store, the 30889.
Okay, one more time,
30889. Okay.
All right, and Dave, I hope you understand that the gentleman you're talking to online, he's going to get you shut down if you don't get this taken care of. It's a serious
thing. He's going to get me shut down?
Yeah, there's going to be trouble. Right, sir?
I'm still a little unclear, but I'm...
It could happen.
I know. Take care of it.
Yeah, based on the evidence, it could happen. I agree.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. I don't know what the fuck that was about. That's just me being fucking wacky and weird. I was trying to get them into some kind of weird discussion with each other. They're both like, okay. Well, they traded phone numbers there. All right.
Guy
was
like, what the fuck, huh? Shut down, what?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, based on the evidence, yeah.
That was good. Well orchestrated here, Monty. So.
Way to manipulate the wires.
I love it. I've heard a patch call for a while. That's a good call, man.
I like Pig's Feet. Says Venison. I happen to like Pig's Feet myself. That's cool. Venison's black. He's Afro-American, and I'm Puerto Rican. Milkman, do you like pig's feet? You ever get them when you live down in the Caribbean?
No, but you ever had smoked pork ox?
I had ox tail on my honeymoon when I was in the Caribbean, somewhere in Barbados.
No, ox tail. I love ox tail, but I'm talking about smoked pork ox.
No, can't say I have. Pork ox? Smoked.
It's pork hocks, but if you want to mess with them, you
ham
say pork hocks.
No. I haven't had a smoked before. No, I've just had them with beans and stuff. In Puerto Rico, they make them like that. Venison.
Yeah, but see, what you do, call the butcher up and you say, I like to order pork hocks. See? And then they're thinking
Cox, and you're saying poor Cox.
Right. Right indeed, sir.
Are they bone in or bone out?
MSU3Clay has had pork brains mixed with scrambled eggs. Yeah, a friend of mine went to a Korean wedding, and they had the pork brains and some kind of gelatinous goop. And he said,
wow.
And he was in the bridal party. He was expected to eat all the food that they put in front of him. He couldn't make a big thing. And he was totally not into it. Baz reporting a great Filipino dish called crispy pata, deep fried pork knuckle. Hey, head cheese. Venison's talking about. Lifelike says he finds Melbourne adult bookstores are better. That's cool. Adult bookstores. I don't know. Even when I was in high school, you know, before the internet was around and stuff like that, this, you know, I graduated in 97, so it was, you know, porn on the internet was starting to, it was still in its infancy when I was a senior in high school, and I didn't have access to the internet at that point. But even back then, I would hear about people that would buy, you know, adult books and pornographic books, like, to read, and they would get off. And I'm like, that seems pretty weak and stupid. I was just fine, with our hack satellite dish, the big ass antenna. We had the scrambler box, and we used to watch all the satellite feeds and shit. And that was for cable. I mean, we had a descrambler box for the cable, so we could watch all the cable channels. And then for free, we were getting the big satellite dish because it was in the house when we moved into it.
Yeah, KU band satellite. Yeah, that shit got all kinds of stuff on there.
Yeah.
Especially in the old days, it was open.
Yeah, I used to watch Dan Rather live when they were recording his show, and they would beam it live to the West Coast so they could edit it, you know, for the West Coast feed 3 hours,
yeah.
2 hours later. Yeah, I used to watch that. I used to watch that live, and he would smoke, like, a lot. And Connie Chung used to smoke, like, chain smoking in every break, I swear to God. Harry Carey doing Cubs games. My family, you know, Puerto Rican, in the baseball games, and they watch Cubs games, and they would we get to hear Harry Carey all drunk. And there was, like, some other guy. He was a guy for the announcer for the Toronto Blue Jays, he was really drunk all the time. It was drinking, because you hear him talking about drinking, and he'd talk about stupid fans that were, like, getting, like, there'd be someone proposing to their girlfriend to get married in a stadium, and he'd be like, there's another stupid asshole getting, you know, proposing to somebody. God, I hate that shit. We're back on the, you know, we're back 2-2. Yeah, he just thought, oh man, good times. Brendan reminding us that Cubs sucks. And careful, you're lucky that Andy isn't in here. You have a word for you, a word or two. Milkman, do me a favor. Can we try opening up the Rolodex chat room like we used to do in the past? Remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't know the commands?
Yeah.
To do it?
Okay. Let me see.
Yeah, and then we'll get Nunu, me, and you, and Lonesome in there.
Okay.
Just to kind of stay on the same page, make sure everything's going to one place. And I'm going to put Brendan in there, too, because he's pretty good with sending in numbers. He seems like an all right bloke. All right. More pranks it is. It's 11:19 p.m. in the East Coast. 8:20-ish. On the West Coast, what is it, 4:20 a.m. in the U.K.? Congratulations, everybody over there. Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke weed every day.
I haven't played that one in a while. All right, Lonesome Loser sitting in that White House restaurant we called in earlier. Now we're going to do the Yangtze restaurant. They're up in California as well. Led Zeppelin tonight on Madhouse Radio. I'll be playing random tracks from Led Zeppelin over the years. If you have any requests from Led Zeppelin's extensive catalog of hits, or any B-sides even that are good, send your request to me for that. If you got prank call requests you want to send, there's a request a prank form back on the chat room over at madhouselive.com. In the chat room there, use that if you'd like. It comes right to the desktop here. Also, AOL, Yahoo Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. Hit me up there. AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. There you go. Oh, MSN Messengers, of course. MadHouse@live.com. Can't forget them. We got a number for a mental health home. The number is 24 hours. Staff will answer. You could be a patient trying to get admitted for something mad. A mental health home. In the UK. Got it down, sir. Thank you. Or madam. You didn't leave a clear name there, so I don't know. Alright, anyway. Chinese restaurant or Asian restaurant of some sort. Hey, wait a minute. Before that, let's try to call the milkman. You haven't heard these calls yet, probably, but we got a new Long Dong. He's a manager at the a restaurant in Honolulu.
Hello,
Tisha,
I'm gonna help you.
Yes, hi. I'm trying to make a confusing order over there that's going to require some writing down stuff, putting things in order, numbers and letters, giving me the total, preparing yourself to make the meal, cleaning the surfaces over there, interpreting back the numbers that I've told you and the items that I want with what ingredients, warming up those ingredients until the desired amount of time and you're cooking utensils and trays, placing those items inside disposable containers for delivery, placing those items inside a plastic bag or several paper bags, attaching the receipt to it, placing it in an area where it's allowed to remain warm and will not fall on the floor, become affected by dirty things until the customer comes there to pick up the stuff. At that point, I will give you my information and you will retrieve the package. You take the receipt, enter it in your number machine there, and then you will bring it up and tell me how much the order is. I will give you the amount of the order. I will comment on how nice you look that night, and then I will leave my way and eat my food in my house. And I will not be shitting and pissing my food, like usual. All right? Hello? Hello? Hello, sir? I got them muted. Maybe they'll come back to the phone. I don't know. We'll see. Or at least I can listen for when they hang up. Problem is, in the meantime, Milkman's not going to be able to hear me. Milkman, I'm putting you on mute. Never mind. They're back. Or rather, they dropped finally. Okay, good. There we go. I'm hungry for something, but I don't know what it is. Do you hate it when that happens?
Hey, it's Crazy Fucker. Crazy Fucker on the air. What's
up, man? Hey,
I finally got through to you, man.
Fucking Illuminati took us off the air, man.
Okay, Fried man. Let me ask you this to prove that you're really Carlito, man. Yeah. What fucking day is it?
This is Friday, September the 19th, man.
Okay, sir. Where I am, it's Thursday, 9:15, so we're still coordinating on the same frequency.
Yeah, we're
That's
working.
That's right. You're 3 hours difference there on the west, on the east coast.
I'm on the right coast.
On the east coast.
Yeah, man. Hey, man.
The rotten carcasses on the east coast.
I meant to ask, you know, last week I was hoping you'd call in. It was anniversary, September 11th, and I wanted to have your take on that, if you could, real quick.
Well, sure. I didn't want to call you up because it seems like whenever I call you up, everybody in your chat room hates my fucking guts. And they all say, fucking, oh, that guy, he's over at they're all fucking, I think 90% of your fucking chat room guests are sons or daughters or FBI or CIA agents or some fucking shit.
Probably. They're probably gays, too, you know? Nothing wrong with
that. Yeah, a lot of fucking queers hate me, too.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. So I'm sorry you couldn't call in last week, man. So how'd you get banned from Syndicate? What's that about, dude?
Well, dude, earlier tonight, dude. Okay, it's like I called in, I tried to call, I t- tuned in to Syndica Radio, and the Ford show was on, right?
Right, right.
And they were talking all kinds of crazy shit. They were talking like, oh, yeah, they're a bunch of fucking Jews that were talking about it's good to shit on your sexual partner's chest, and it's good to piss on your you know, even the guy, he even was bragging about pissing, his fucking father pissing on his mother's head. You know, and that turned me off, dude. I'm not into that kind of shit.
Right, we don't want to hear that.
That's right. They debase us human beings like that.
How dare you disrespect your mother like that? You know
who would tell me, dude? Who would want to be shit on, or pissed on, or spat upon?
I know I wouldn't, man. I know you're a like-minded individual. You're right in the head. You wouldn't want to be shit or fucked on or pissed on.
Fuck no, dude. Anybody to try to shit or piss on me or spit on me,
I'd rip their cock off.
I had people spit on me before, and I forgave them. You know, I forgave them. But I would never let anybody shit or piss on me as long as I was a fucking alive on the planet Earth.
That's right.
As long as I could. You know, you can spit on me.
Human beings were not like pigs. Pigs shit and piss where they lay down. We are civilized and we don't do that kind of shit.
Well, actually, in that regard, it's like, what's your definition of a pig and a human? Or a fucking bird or a monkey or a butterfly, right?
Who knows, man?
Right. Okay. I ask you a question, and you said, who knows? Okay, can I answer your question?
Yeah, man.
It's within your own mind and your own body politic. It's like you and me, brother. We share the same DNA as 6 billion of us on the planet Earth. It's like, why are we over there in the Middle East killing innocent Iraqi people for these dirty fucking pieces of shit that are called the rich people? The rich people. Oh, the rich people. Oh, George Bush. Oh, who are you going to vote for in the next election? What piece of shit are you going to vote for in the next election? Oh, right?
You agree with a lot of people. It doesn't matter who gets voted in.
It's all bullshit, dude. It's all fucking bullshit, dude.
Yeah, man. That's the way it is. You need to think about it. It's a two-party system.
It's not a two-party system, dude.
It's a one-party system.
No, dude. It's your party system, my party system, and everybody that hears my voice party system. No, dude. The reality of truth and existence resides within you and everybody else that's on this fucking planet.
Cool, man. You should have your own show, man. We call it the Crazy Fuckers Party System.
Well, I'll tell you what there, bro. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about how much of you know what's really crazy about me? I'm a government agent.
What's really
I'm
crazy
I'm a government
about you.
Agent,
yeah.
Dude.
Okay, you're a government agent?
Yeah.
Justus?
Hey, you got those meat pies over there?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay, you got those meat pies over there?
Yes, we do.
Meat pies, yeah? What flavors do they come in? What do you add for the base ingredient? Cumin?
Sorry. What is that you were after?
Do you put cumin in it?
Of course not.
What goes in it, then? Who makes it? Do you make the meats yourselves, or do you have some other type of system there?
No, we've got a head office, and it's a recipe that we don't give out.
Oh, but is it spicy, or what kind of meats is it?
No. We've got spicy pies, and we have non-spicy pies. You've got minced beef pies. You've got chunky steak pies.
Yeah.
If you want spicy pies, you've got Mexican pies. You've got curry beef.
Do you have
spicy.
A Mexican pie? Do you have a Jamaican jerk pie?
No, we don't.
Because there's
a Mexican.
I'm from the Caribbean. I'm from the stupid Caribbean, and the Jamaicans, they have a meat pie. It's called a Jamaican patty, and it's spicy with jerk seasonings and cumin.
No, we don't have that. We've got a curry beef. We've got a curry beef pie. We've got some spicy chicken pies. We've got a Thai chicken pie.
All right. Do you have
and a tandoori chicken?
Excuse me, sir. Do you have any? Let's try to. Okay. So for the Mexican, I'm guessing what does that come with there that creates that Mexican flavor to it? What do you think?
Yeah, it's got the Mexican flavor. It's got the beans. It's got the peppers. We got the jalapeno peppers.
Okay. All right. I want you to mix that there with the Jamaican one, and we'll call it a.
We don't have Jamaican pies, I'm afraid.
The Spix pie. You know?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no?
Uh-uh, no.
What can you do with it? You can't... How do you prepare? Do you bake them or do they get fried?
No, we bake them.
You bake them?
We bake them fresh every day.
When you bake them, I'm thinking maybe you could just, like, mash them together and hit them together, like, hard. Until it makes a mash. And then leave it... How long do you leave it in the oven for? Like, a half hour?
Yeah.
About 20 minutes. We'll leave it in there for, like, I don't know, maybe say 3 hours.
No, I'm sorry, we can't do that.
Will it damage? Yeah, it won't be edible, you think?
Yeah, that's right.
Are there any men that work there?
Sorry, no, we don't. We did, but we don't at the moment.
So it's just women?
Yeah.
Because what I'm going to say might be a little crass, so I was...
Yeah.
All right. I was thinking it'd be a good idea. Well, maybe then instead I will do this. I'm going to go and in the oven, I'm going to turn around and put my ass into the oven.
Gotta get back to work.
I'm going to take my pants off and make a shit toilet inside the oven and leave it in there. What is with me wanted to take a shit in the oven tonight?
That works for the real government. The
I don't
government
know what's up with
the
that.
People, but...
All right. Milkman, are you there? Milkman, yeah. Milkman. We lose Milkman. Fuck. Alright, more numbers coming from Lonesome Loser. We got a Mexican restaurant where an Indian works. Let's do it. There you are. Hey, big fuck.
I don't know what you're clicking. Was you talking to Craig Fucker or was the recording?
That was a recording.
Oh, okay. All I could hear was clicking.
Did you hear the prank call that I did to the woman about shitting in the oven again? Did you hear it? Wasn't
yeah.
it funny? Wasn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's funny because I told her to take a shit in the oven.
Maybe it's because there's not a man working there.
It was funny because I told her to take a shit in the oven, dude. That's the funny part of it.
She needs some more men working there with her, and then she can get it.
I told her I didn't want to say it to her. It was crass, but whatever. They should have a man working there. That's the problem.
Did you get my recipe for Juca?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to have it on Friday, and I told my mom that she's going to have me make it, so I'll be able to tell you then. I told her today that a friend of mine wanted the recipe to, I wanted to make yuca, and I wanted to, she's like, well, we can make that on Friday for Athena's birthday. And I said, cool, so, you know, I'll make it with you.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'll be able to tell you.
I want green fish, too.
Yeah.
I want the green fish, too.
My mom doesn't do it, though, like that. She doesn't use the green stuff in it. She doesn't.
She doesn't make a green banana? She doesn't know how to make green banana?
Oh, yeah, that she can do. Oh, yeah. I thought you said something else.
It's called green pig. No,
yeah.
It's called green pig.
Green pig?
Yeah, that's what they call it, green pig. Unripe banana is called a fig.
Okay, and what do you do with it? Where you fry it, or what do you do with it?
Exactly? No, they do about the same way they do the juicer, but it doesn't have sazon on it, and I think they put, like, lemon or something on it.
I'll have to ask her about that.
Yeah, we got to talk to her about that.
All right.
Yeah, classical dish. I'm sure she knows what it is if we talk to her.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will let you know.
Hey, you know what? Nunu's 68th birthday is coming up also next week.
16?
68.
Oh, makes sense. That's about right. Okay.
Hello.
Back to prank calls, numbers from Mosum, etc. The Maracas restaurant. Let's call them.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Maracas.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Spanish food, like from Spain, or is it Mexican?
Mexican food.
Okay, good. Do you have just burritos there? Is that like large ones or just like standard size ones?
Our food is, the portions are large.
They're large portions, okay. Do you have burritos then? Like a bean burrito, vegetarian burrito?
Yeah.
All right. I'd like one of those, please. Do you put those in the oven or do they go in a fryer or how are they made exactly?
They're not actually oven door fried. Are you looking for a chimichanga or something like that?
Something like that. Something that will go in the oven.
Okay. You want like a wet burrito?
If it goes in the oven, yeah. That's where you put the sauce.
So you
on
want sauce and cheese on top?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, anything else for you?
How long does that go in the oven for usually? And is it vegetarian? Because I don't want. You wait a minute. You said it has cheese on it. No cheese. No cheese.
No cheese.
No cheese. No.
And how vegetarian?
Well,
no rice either in it. No. Our rice has chicken base in it.
Oh no.
Okay, so vegan style.
Right, and then the beans, does it have any meat sauce in it? Is it got any ham in it?
No. Our beans are made with olive oil blend.
I hope so.
And they're not lard or anything like that.
I really hope so. All right.
Well, I can tell you for sure. They're not.
All right, and so I guess we need to go whole grain with the tortilla, though, then.
I don't have a whole grain tortilla.
I have
flour tortillas.
All right. So what's the gluten then? Like in the.
I don't have gluten-free tortillas. I have corn tortillas, but they're not big enough to make a burrito out of.
What's the glucose index on the tortillas then?
What's the what? I'm sorry.
The glucose index.
I have no idea.
It probably says. Is it from Cisco or is it from?
No. I have my tortillas made by a company called Don Leon.
Okay.
They're not.
What's their website?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, they're Don Leon. They're a local tortilla factory.
And they just, I mean, they provide this just for, is it just for?
I don't know what their glucose level is, and I don't know if they even list it.
Wow. I'm sure there's a way we could find out.
Well, at this hour, I don't think so.
What about this? Instead of that, or just a plain regular wet burrito, just no cheese on it, and no rice. All right?
Okay.
So,
bean burrito, no cheese, no rice.
Exactly. And then on top of that, if you could, in the oven, when you put it in, turn around, pull your pants down, and then make like a big shit.
Oh, please, you're a fucking jerk.
Make a big shit in it. Make a big shit in it! It's just so stupid, didn't hang up the phone, right? He left it off the hook. Dumbass. There you go, man. Make it a big shit in the oven tonight. That's the name of the show, I think. That's what we're going to have to call it. Big shit in the oven. Whatever. When they get on a topic, sometimes...
Look it up with some black soul, buddy.
Look, man, you know me. When I get on something, I really get on it, man.
Yeah, man, soaking it with black coal.
Right. Nuna reminding us that today's Indian swear words are Pagal and Gandu. And we're also looking for a hotel in Estonia. If you know of one out there that is answering the phone, let us know. We'll do that shit. Got a number for a Chinese restaurant in Anchorage, Alaska. We'll give them a call as well. All right, let's get to it. Indian from Brendan. I'm not kidding you. I bought collard greens the other day. I was a Publix milkman. They're going to make them tonight. How do you make them? I know we've had this prank call recently, milkman. You haven't heard it, but I really do want to know how to make collard greens now. I'm going to make it tonight.
Good evening, Alan.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, sweetie. How you doing?
May I know who's calling?
This is Cross. I was calling to make an order.
Okay.
What's the attitude?
Sorry?
What was the attitude? I was just curious. Did I say something bad? I'm sorry if I was sore or cross to you. I didn't mean to.
Okay. That's fine.
Is everything okay? Did I offend you?
No, that's okay. What would you like to have?
Are you sleeping or something? Did I call the house? I'm sorry. What's the matter? What did I do? Just take my order. No, that's why I had to drag it out so much. Fucking stupid. Milkman, you're a big fan of the ramen. Ah, she just hung up. Oh, fuck. She had just picked up, rather, and I hit hang up. I heard it go up. Oh, bastard me. Bastard me.
Oh, shit.
Whoops. All right. Ramen, you're a big fan of ramen. We got a ramen restaurant in California. We got that on the list here. Good.
Yeah.
Calling Madras Indian Cuisine. Madras? Isn't Madras those Muslim?
Yeah.
Are those Muslim schools that they teach in a?
No, it's India. It's India. Madras is India.
Yeah, but the madrasas. Oh, okay, that's the difference. So the Muslim schools where they're teaching the white man's the devil, and to wage jihad.
Kim, hello.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing, big girl?
What?
How you doing, big girl?
Good.
I wanted to make an order, please.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'd like, let's see here. Do you have curry chicken?
Yeah.
All right, one curry chicken. Do you have jasmine rice, or what kind of rice do you have there?
I have basmati rice.
Basmati, okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
All right, and one, you have the chicken marsala?
Chicken tikka masala?
Uh-huh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and one pagal gandu.
What?
One pagal gandu for my friend.
I don't have that.
Pagal gandu? It's my friend from India said he just left, but he went to get beer. But he told us about this place. He gave me the phone number. He said he wanted a pagal gandu.
We don't have that.
He says pagal gandu banchad. Something like that here.
How do you spell it?
B-A-H-N-C-H-O-D. Banchad, I think. Or chalt. Chot.
Chot?
Banchad.
No, we don't have that item.
Is there a chef I can speak? Maybe is there someone there who's ethnic that I could ask? I don't.
No, we don't have that item on the menu. So.
What is it exactly then? What's the problem? He said this is a common dish.
It's a common dish. Maybe you called the wrong restaurant. This is kaveri.
Uh huh. It's a common Indian dish, though. Ask the man back there for banchad, at once.
No, we don't have it because I'm the owner's daughter, so I know.
Where are you from?
It doesn't matter. I'm from here.
Oh, you're from America?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you do engineering or math really good?
No.
No? Oh. You like sex?
No.
Oh. Math figures. Are you going to get married with, like elephant and all that stuff? Like arranged marriage?
No, I'm already married.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wow. That's a trip, yo. So was he married into the family for money to start the restaurant?
Huh?
I heard he's probably... You got married to him so that your father could get money to start open the restaurant.
No.
No? Was there a gambling debt involved with that or something?
Hello?
Does your dad gamble a lot or something?
No.
What's going on with the phone over there?
Hold on.
What's going on with the phone over there? Hello? That was a stupid call. Sorry, guys. Can't be all gold. She doesn't want to react to the name. She just says, no, we do not have. The men will get upset. The point of it is to get a man on the phone. Then you say Pai Golf, Gandu, Banchod. Because the women are like, oh, hee hee hee, no, no, no. Alright. Milkman, you know how to make greens at all? What do I do? What do I put in those greens? I put salt, collard greens. I have a little bit of onion left, not too much. I use a lot of it on my salad tonight. How? Let's find a recipe for a collard green. Do you have any ideas on how to make collard greens? If you know how, let me know. Collards recipe. Oops, why is it opening files? I want that. I wonder how long it takes to make collards. Do I gotta watch them? Don't you slow boil them? Oh, this one here needs ham hocks. Fuck that. Collards, smoked pork shoulder, don't have that. Picnic ham, smoked ham, don't have that. Bacon fat. I don't have bacon fat. Accent. I got that. Black pepper, onions, green pepper, okra. I got everything but the okra. Think about picking up okra tomorrow. I'm going to just throw some shit together back there. I'm going to put some onion and fucking, I don't know. I'll throw some beef. I'm going to kill myself tonight. You got to wash the collards, that's all I know. Black people say, oh, you got to wash them collards before you put them in there. They'll be dirty. Call the Ebisu Ramen Restaurant. And then we're going to take a break. And hopefully Milkman will talk more.
Thank you for calling ABC. That's not how may I help you.
Yeah, you got to wash the collard greens before you put them in the water to boil them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The ramen that you have there, how long do they blow up for?
Oh, sure. Why don't you just screw yourself, okay?
You're a fucking twat. What was that? Did I already call her or something? I don't remember calling her. Too much THC. Let's try to call her again. That's kind of rude of her. I don't need that. They got me there. I don't know. Did I call her in the past or something? Why was she so mean and angry and nasty? Let me look up vegetarian collard greens because I don't have any meat to put in it. Like, I don't have any bacon fat. Vegetarian collard. Nope. No such thing. When we come back, we got more numbers here to do. Lonesome Loser sending in numbers quite diligently. We might give a call to Big Brenda. We call her every week. See how she's doing. Big Titty Brenda. Big Booty Brenda. Ship Ashore. Still haven't called them yet. Got another Chinese restaurant running around there also. And when we come back, we'll also be opening up the phone lines. For all you conferences want to get in.
You're not too happy about that.
No, no, no.
What was the collard greens, man? Why don't they have collard reds or collard browns?
Collard browns. That's what you make.
Yeah. I'll make a collard brown here in a little bit, man. I just won't flush.
Nice. I'm going to play a prank call.
I got a boost for you.
Oh, you got a what?
All right.
No, 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 go ahead.
I got a boost for you.
Okay. I could play, I'm going to play Having a Fit. It's a good call.
That's good.
It's an oldie but a goodie. So.
All right, that's good.
We're going to be back in about 5-6 minutes, taking a break here. When we come back, we're going to be opening up the conference line. As I said before, you can still send in your requests. We're going to be on for like another hour and a half, 2 hours maybe. Depends how things go. Let me know. Let me know what you think. Madhouse Radio, be right back.
And I would ask that your precious breath would wash and cleanse every stain until it is in the seas of God's forgiveness, never to be remembered against me.
Mysterious books ever written is the Book of Revelation or the Apocalypse. This book reveals the future of the world and your part in it. The Book of Revelation, the last book in your Bible, features apocalyptic symbols and secrets.
Madhouse Radio. We'll be right back.
That when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel. People write negative things because they feel that's what sells. Good news to them doesn't sell.
How has it impacted you?
My album is number one all over the world. All over the world. America's the only one because I don't want to say too much.
But it's not number one in the United States.
It's a conspiracy, yeah. I will never stop helping and loving people the way Jesus said to me. He said, continue to love. Always love. Bring on the children. Imitate the children. Not childish, but childlike.
The return of the black nose with no fez. All right, everybody, we're back. Madhouse Radio, Carlito and Milkman live. It is midnight in the East Coast. It's officially October the 7th, Thursday morning, 12.05 a.m. We've got about another hour, hour and a half worth of show. Thank you for listening in.
Hermanito, back in the house.
In about a half hour, we're going to be opening up the conference line. If anybody's interested, we'll go ahead and open that up. I'll be posting a phone number that you can call with a conference ID. Call in there. We'll be moderating. You can join in with me and Milkman while we do prank calls. If you want, let me know. I'll give you a shot. If you're any good, we'll keep you on. If not, we'll drop you off.
I ain't glad at him, but I ain't mad at him. Alright.
If anybody asks you who I be, say a painter with a felt pen who drew Ali. I'm like Cash.
We got that Estonia number here. I don't know what. Nunu, what is it you want us to do with Estonia? Is there something special, or you just want me to call Estonia? We had a plan, I think, but I forgot what it is. Let's see here. Ooh, this is Find Estonia here.
You know, Estonia is really big with internet stuff, too. They're like trying to take over in Europe for, like, you know, stuff with computers and especially internet. They're specialists there.
Really? Are they?
Yeah.
The Estonia premise is that I'm a businessman in the hotel who has to do a speech. And I want to finish with some Estonian. I want to finish with some Estonian to impress people. And the phrase I want to know is, thank you, see you in 12 months. What? Tell restaurants to tell people to put the food in the toilet and do a shit in an oven because that would be an improvement. That's a good point. But wait a minute, what's the Estonia premise? You're losing me. My Estonia premise is that I'm a businessman in the hotel and I have to do a speech. And I want to finish with some Estonian to impress people. And I want to know, thank you, see you in 12 months.
Oh, he wants you to ask them how to say that in the Estonian.
And what's funny about that?
I don't know.
I don't know. But what is it? What's funny about that? What am I not understanding?
I think that's just something to get you to feed your liver until you tell them to put it in the toilet, and that'll make it taste better.
Ask them how to say thank you, see you in 12 months in Estonian. All right, I'll do it. I just don't understand it. Why am I doing that?
I got the stretch just so you can come in with the punchline at the end about the shit.
No, he just wants me to ask him that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Yes, I'm fine.
Yeah, my name is Cross. I'm a businessman, and I'm in the hotel. It's good to talk to you.
Excuse me? Say it again.
I'm a businessman, and I'm staying in the hotel today.
Okay, today.
And I have to do a speech, and I'm going to be going there later tonight to stay, but I'm doing a speech in a few minutes, and I'm a little confused. Do you have a concierge, or is there someone there that I can ask something?
A concierge?
Yeah, or because I need to know how to say something in Estonian in my speech. Well, do you speak English? You think you could tell me? You speak English, right?
I do.
All right, so how do you...
But I don't know how much, so...
How do you say, thank you, see you in 12 months?
Aitäh, näeme 12 kuu pärast.
What is it again?
I said thank you is aitäh.
Aitäh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
See you in 12 months is... Näeme 12 kuu pärast.
How do you say 12 months?
12 months is 12 kuud.
Cox is good?
12 kuud.
Cox, wait a minute, how do you?
12 kuud.
How do you spell, can you spell that one for me?
You can also say, see you in a year.
No, but the Cox tastes good. How was it?
Cox tastes good. It's 12 months.
Cox tastes good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how good is it taste?
Cox tastes...
It tastes good?
So, yes, Cox tastes good.
Okay.
See you in 12 months. It's näeme 12 kuu pärast.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, if you're attracted to me, that's okay. That's...
Excuse me?
You're attracted to me, I suppose.
No.
No? But you said this thing.
Excuse me?
You said this thing to me. This thing you said to me.
Yes, I said 12 months.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This thing that you said to me, 12 months. I mean, do you like it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, there it is. And we're on the same page, then, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you want to become a citizen of the United States?
No, thank you.
You're not interested?
No.
Do you like money?
I do.
You like jewelry?
I do.
You like earrings with diamonds in them?
Yes.
I'll buy you diamond earrings if you want.
No, thank you.
For you to look pretty.
No, thank you.
What can I get you? I want to get you something expensive because I have a lot of money to give you.
Actually, I'm not interested. I do have a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, but I want to give you something for free, like a car. You like America? Do you have a car?
Excuse me, but I cannot talk with the phone.
Do you want a car?
Like
I'm gonna buy you a car machine.
No, thank you.
Drive to work. Come on, I want you to have a car.
A car?
Yes.
No, thank you.
Can you put me through the restaurant?
Restaurant?
Yeah.
It's not open.
When are they open?
Do you know that it's 7 a.m. in the morning right now? So they will be open at 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh. So what?
At noon.
Oh, so 5 hours from now?
Yes.
And when do you leave?
I cannot tell you that.
Oh, okay. Would you like, maybe I can get you a pearl necklace?
Excuse me, I have clients here, so...
Do you like necklaces? Pearls? Do you like pearls? I'm trying to come on her. She sounds... you know, I like girls. Milkman, I like you. I like girls, Milkman. I know you don't understand that. Cox tastes good. 12 months, that's a good catch. Thank you, Nunu.
No, I got it. That's nuts.
All right, we got another hotel in Estonia. Let's ask them the same thing. Thank you, see you in 12 months.
Well, how could they need a pearl necklace?
She said it's so cute. She's like, Cox tastes good. Cox tastes good.
We gotta take that clip out later on and make a little promo out of it.
I was trying to get her, let her get it, and get to say it a few times, so I get a clear
one. Yeah, get it nice and clear.
Yeah.
How did you say that? Repeat that slowly.
Cox tastes
good. Can you say man out? Can you say man out first? Say man out 12 months.
It's out on the remix.
Hey, how you doing, ma'am?
Hello.
Good morning, lady.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to ask you a question. Now, I am a businessman, and I'm giving a speech, and I'm staying in the hotel, and I'm trying to figure out at the end of my speech, and I know how to say hello in Estonian, but I don't know how to say this part that I need to translate.
Okay. Could you give me the sentence?
Well, at the end of it, you know, when I'm done with the speech, I wanted to, you know, to be nice, to share, you know, because it's been nothing but very good people I work with all week. I'm going to say, thank you, see you in 12 months, because we're going to come back in 12 months.
Thank you, we'll see in 12 months.
Uh-huh. Thank you, see you in 12 months.
Thank you is Aita.
Aita.
And see you in 12 months on, is Naima Ostavarast.
No, there's a different way to say it, I think someone was telling me.
Näeme 12 kuu pärast siis.
There's something like cocks taste good?
Yes, it is. 12 kuud is 1 year. So, näeme 12 kuu pärast. Kohtume 12 kuu pärast.
So how do you just say 1 year then?
Aasta.
Uh-huh.
So, kohtume aasta pärast.
Listen, I heard that some man went into the restaurant, pulled down his pants, turned around, and he put his naked ass in the oven, and he took a big shit in it.
Okay.
And then he turned it on and put it, and it smelled better than what it smelled like before in this country.
Okay.
You ever microwave your diarrhea?
I'm sorry?
You ever microwave your diarrhea to make it smell better inside the house where you live? You live in a toilet?
I'm sorry.
You live in a toilet country.
Thank you.
You live in a toilet with the shit.
Basic. Yep.
I saw on TV that in Estonia, these people kept going to the beach and they made a big shit in the ocean. On purpose.
Could be.
Because they didn't have running water.
I'm not sure.
What's your closest beach over there?
Stromy Beach.
How far away is that at?
From here, about 5 miles.
Do you go swimming in that water ever?
I have been, yes.
Is it to the south or the north of America?
It is to the north.
Is it North Beach?
Yes.
Yeah? Do women take off their tops at the beach there?
I'm sorry?
Do women take off their tops at the beach over there?
Yes.
What about their pants?
Everything.
You get naked?
Yes.
And the men don't get naked, right?
Don't.
No?
Yep.
That's good. It's okay to give massages to women?
Yes.
On the beach?
Yes.
Okay. Is it okay to steal money from people if you have a gun?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I heard it was like that now.
Yes.
Oh, okay. What else you got for me?
Basically nothing.
Nothing? Is there a man I can talk to?
Unfortunately, I'm the only one.
You're the only woman?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much, ma'am. You have a good night.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Stupid monkey. It was alright for a while there. And after a while, Milkman just became juvenile.
What are you going to do with me? I thought. I thought cocks taste good.
I thought you said cocks taste good.
I thought cocks taste good.
I wanted to mention on YouTube, there's this group. They travel to the most dangerous or the most untraveled to places in the world, and they film it. And they went to North Korea, and one I saw was really interesting. And they did one where they went to Liberia, which is like really, it's in Africa, and it's very much poverty-stricken, and they've had various civil wars, and they have warlords, and they do cannibalistic stuff there during the last civil riot that they had. They were chopping other enemies and eating them, and they were eating kids before they went out to go to war because they thought it gave them powers, all this crazy shit. And anyway, so it's after the war. They're in a period of peace right now. This guy went to visit, like, one of the nastiest slums in Liberia. And they went down to the beach. And what would normally be a beautiful, scenic beach smells like a sewer. And the guy's like, why does it smell so bad here at the beach? What is this? And he said, well, you got to realize that there's a very dense, poor population here. And 90% of them don't have any running water or toilet facilities, so what do you think they use? And they went down to the beach, and there's nothing but old, fucking, nasty, shitty turds in the water all over the place, in the water and in the sand. Like, and he says literally people just, like, there's kids that run around homeless kids, teenagers, their families kick them out, or they're born to prostitutes, and they're like, 8, you know, 16, 15, 14, 13, sometimes 12 and shit, living on the streets by themselves, like gangsters smoking pot and heroin. And that's what they use for the toilet. They go down to the beach, they pull on their pants, and they go in the water, and they take a shit. And they leave, and it washes up or just stays in the water there. All the fish are gone from there. They can't fish anymore because of what it's done to the water. It is the most nastiest thing. And the guy's like, the American guy, he asked his travel guide, he's like, well, why doesn't the government do something about this? This is horrible. And he's like, yeah, the government's going to do something when the mayor of this town comes down and shits with the people all the time. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding. The mayor of the city comes down there for public relations and he shits in the water with them. That's Liberia. Whatever the capital of Liberia, I think it's named after a U.S. president, the capital. Monroeville. Monrovia. That's a country we should call Liberia.
Wow, awesome. You know, they've got that. They probably got the most registered ships, as oil tankers there for America, too, you know.
Well, the guy was explaining, he's like, all those kids and gangsters, they're hooked on heroin and they smoke pot. And they get it from, Colombian sail away from South America, wherever they're growing it from. And or wherever else they come from, they sail to the Mediterranean, and the Liberians go out to the beach. And they go out in their boats or wherever, whatever coast Liberia is off of. The fucking Colombian gangsters go out there on their boats and they buy it in on the waters, and they bring it back.
Liberia is on the west coast. It's somewhere near Ghana.
Yeah, it's like over on the west coast. That's right. Yeah, it's close. Yeah, it was founded by freed American slaves. It was a program in the United States after emancipation and the end of the Civil War, and there was a group of, you know, there was abolitionists, there was different kinds of abolitionists. Abolitionists wanted Africans, freed Africans, to have their own state, their own country, or leave it integrated like they did. And there was another group that, and of Africans also themselves that wanted to go back to Africa and start up again. So they did that. There was a group, a pretty sizable group, and the first thing they did when they got there was enslave and torture and kill the native population. They built it up in a plantation society, but the blacks, the freed African slaves, were in charge. So they in turn did the same thing that happened to them when they got robbed from there. It was pretty horrific. They based their government system, you know, is an exact copy of the United States. It was written by a Congress of the United States after the Civil War. So Liberia.
Sweet.
And at corrupt.vbs.tv, that's the one I'm talking about, Corrupt. I was going to start Googling for it. They have one. They went to North Korea also. The guy went to North Korea. It was pretty good. I highly recommend going to YouTube and type in VBS as in Victor Bravo Sierra. Victory Bravo Sierra. Sierra. VBS space Liberia. And it's called The Vice Guide to Travel. Liberia. They've got all the different parts. And then also there, the Watch the North Korea one while you're at it. They also have it on their website. You can catch it there. VBS.TV, I believe it is. I don't know if they've had any other since then. Nino explained that some of Tuck's slaves escaped and went there. That's what it was. Wow. All right, more prank calls, everybody. Everybody! Let's see, do I have any numbers? Oh, yeah, we get Resort in California. My bad. Oh, horror. I've never taken a shit in the ocean. I've taken a piss or two in the ocean. That feels really good to take a piss in the water. Your bladder feels so emptied out when you piss in the ocean. I'll piss
in the
ocean.
Does it get any warmer, though? Does the water get any warmer?
No, it doesn't.
Does it kind of get yellow instead of green?
Thank you for calling. We're if you know the room number or the extension you are calling, please dial it now. If you want the motel operator or RV park, press 1. For the restaurant, press 2. For the lounge, press 3.
See, the restaurant's open. We'll talk about shit. Big
you
shit.
You have made an invalid entry. Please hold while I try that extension.
Jesus. That's going to do 111. Excuse me. Milkman, you been drinking any beers lately? Any alcohol? Now's a good time to drink beer, you know. It's a good beer time.
I had some Beck's.
Had some Beck's. I have never had a Beck's, you know. I never had a dark beer because it looks just so kind of ugh. I've had a sip of a black and tan once. That's it.
Beck's dark beer is pretty good. It doesn't. It's not really that strong, man. But it's just a little bit more flavor. It's not very robust. It's pretty good, actually. I think you'd like it. If you like Beck's, you'd love the dark.
All right, cool. Good deal. Your audio okay? You can handle this? You're okay with this?
Yeah, I like Beck's, even if it's not dark.
All right, MSC3 Clay sent a picture of the beach, and it's called Buchanan Beach. You see, they named it after American presidents and stuff, and vice presidents and shit. Buchanan. And yeah, you see the beach, it is very, very fucking nasty. Yeah, but you guys got to watch this documentary.
Yeah, post it in the chat, man. We want to get a shit for that, man. Post that in the chat.
He did, yeah. MSC3 Clay has got a link right
okay.
there in the chat, yeah. Buchanan Beach
okay.
in Liberia.
There it is.
Let me post
awesome.
I'm going to post a link. If you're in the chat room now, I'm going to post a link to the first episode of The Vice Guide to Travel in Liberia. And I recommend also checking out their... also recommend checking out their Vice Guide Travel to North Korea. It was very, very cool. How mechanically weird that fucking whole experience was.
Wow.
There you go. Watch those in order.
I cannot get those links out of this Java here, man.
Yeah. I'll have to share when I find stuff. I'll have to share it with the guys, with you kids. I love the kids.
Can you send it to me on GTalk, man? Because I cannot get to copy the links out of Java.
I won't let you? That sucks. All right, yeah. Let me do that.
Give me the one from my from MS3, too.
All right, I'll do
Please.
The one. I'll do the one first. You got it.
Like Beck.
Yeah. Like Beck too.
Yeah.
I might have a Beck tomorrow, man. All right, Milkman. I sent you both links. I sent you the YouTube link, and before that, I sent you the picture link from Clay.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right, you got it. Yeah, Corrupt mentioned in general, Butt Naked, yeah. And I'll tell you what, I remember Butt Naked because back in 2006 when I first got my HDTV, I remember I was going through the high channels and around there was an HD news station, I forgot which one it is. The one that Dan Rather goes on sometimes. HDNet, that's what it was. And they were showing a documentary in HD, and it was about the 2005 or 2006 Civil War in Liberia. And they kept talking about how scared they were of General Butt Naked. And he used to just get naked. And he was one of the warlords, just to get naked, and all his troops were all teenagers and kids and boys with AK-47s. And they would all get naked and go into battle. And they're like one of the strongest ones. They were the ones that like ended up, you know, taking over a whole bunch of land. And they used to kill an innocent kid. They said they had to drink the blood and kill and eat the parts of an innocent kid for good luck for the battle right before they went to battle. They would sacrifice a kid.
Awesome.
Yeah. And now he's a minister. He's like a born again Christian, and he's all sorry, and he's praising God and spreading the word to save Liberia and shit. That is crazy.
Damn, he's a Republican. Yeah. He's a Republican. He had to join the T-Fag party.
They talk to him, actually. Matter of fact, they follow him around for a good portion of that documentary. He becomes friends with the guy, and they follow him to church and everything, you know, and he's out there, and he's like, I used to be a journal butt naked, and now God come to me, and Jesus come to me and teach me I am wrong, and I have to save Liberia. And a lot of people think he's just doing it just to not get tried for war crimes. It's a little ploy he's doing. Anyway, watch it, folks. Oh, wait,
damn, check out them bookies.
Here's one I haven't seen. See, this is a new one. I got to watch this. Vice Guide to Travel, Gorillas in the Mist. I guess, where is it at? Let me see. Hang on, let me look at that. I haven't seen that one. Now I got something to watch tonight. Yay! I don't know where they go in this.
Check out the Dookies.
Yeah. All right, cool. I got to watch that. Gorillas in the Mist. Vice Guide to Travel about, I guess, in the jungle somewhere. Some African jungle or something. Okay, everybody, let's do more prank calls before we call it a night here. Slacking off. Let's do a wake-up call to Miss Mary Miller.
Well, that'd be a good call. We haven't called Mary and Miss Mary in a long time.
Oh, Miss Mary. God bless her. You think she's still alive? Poor old lady. Miss Mary. Well, some black guy started answering the phone there. Hello? Hello, Mary? 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 No, Mary. No, Mary, just Milkman.
Yeah, well, you know, we haven't talked to Deborah for a long time either. Deborah Mansfield, she was always happy to talk to you.
Did we got her number? Oh, yeah, she's always... just happy to talk to me and you. All right. See if this Chinese restaurant that Brennan sent in is still up there. Got that on the big board over here. Good to have you back, Milkman. We do this more often.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, cool. I like that Dookie Beach, man. That looks hot.
No. Ugh, nasty. Dookie. We've been on for exactly 2 hours, Milkman, you and I, on this conference and Skype. Been holding up pretty good, I think. It's not cutting out.
Amazing.
Enough. Amazing. Yeah. You just can't hear the audio while I'm playing it, like the music and stuff. But it's good. This way you can hear better. Hello?
Okay, no problem, sir.
Hello?
Hello, Steve.
What's the big deal?
Hello?
Yeah, I wanted to call and make an order, but you're making nasty comments over there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have two lines, so that's why.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, two different lines, okay? What do you like to order, sir?
Oh, you have two telephone machines?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Okay, may I have your phone number?
Yeah. I wanted the number 2. for pickup.
What's your number two?
The number two that you have there in the shower, you know, or toilet.
What?
Yeah, number two special.
What's the number two special?
You know, you have an oven there, right? You use the oven? Or just no?
Are you okay, or you just want to fighting with me?
No, I don't want to fight. No, sweetie. It's the
number... No, what do you want to do then? You give me your phone number first.
Number two special is what I'm telling you, the
okay,
number.
Okay, bye-bye.
No! Bye-bye. No! I want to explain to her the number two special. Stupid. And we'll try to call her back. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello?
Yeah, I'll give you the number now. I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
What's your number?
It's,
Okay, who's this number two?
That's my cell phone. My cell phone machine.
No, I know your phone. You give me a last bit of the phone number.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to do? What is the number two?
It's to my cell phone. I'm in my hotel, and it's, I guess, my
I'm
cell phone.
I'm asking you, what's your number two dinner?
Oh, the number two. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's, you're supposed to go there, and you make a number two into the pan or the oven. You turn around. You know? Hello? Hello, sir? He's not answering. Try him again. I'm on this kick about shitting in the oven tonight. I received a message from my friend. He
said laughing as
it rolled inside. So I said, what's going on?
Listen, can you... Hello?
Lena, you said the hello for call. Don't call me anymore.
I need to place the order. Please? Jesus Christ. Milkman, it sounds like your wife. That's what Nunu's saying. Oh, my God. Don't call you! Don't call you no more!
Been up your long time! Number two. In
Herbal,
my mouth.
Yeah, Herbal Bacon's bringing up on the on the North Korea travel guide. Herbal Bacon's bringing up. Yeah, at some point, 100,000. It was like some thousand. It was like about the size of the number of people that were in the opening ceremony for the China Olympics. It was like about that many people, like in front for like this one guy and like three other Korean people. You gotta watch it. It's the craziest shit, dude. That is the craziest shit. They only let so many people in. And it's the craziest stuff, man. Like, if you watch this video, his first night there, you gotta go through their government, you gotta fly to China, and you bribe a Chinese, the Chinese authorities at the border to North Korea, and then you get signed up to go into North Korea as a reporter or whatever. And if you're from America or whatever, you know, they only do this like once every 2 months. They bring in a little group of reporters or whatever, visitors from other countries to experience North Korea. And you do exactly the tour that they tell you to do. Everything's timed and coordinated. You stay wherever. And his first day there, he's in the capital, Pyongyang, in his hotel, huge hotel, and he's the only person in the hotel, like, at all. And it's a hotel that's like, you know, 30 stories high, maybe more than that, like a huge building. And he has dinner the first night, and they lay out a banquet room full of, you know, place settings and all the food and the appetizers. And it's only him eating by himself there, and a whole banquet room that's set up. And they serve the food, you know, to the banquet room. Like, he gets his soup, and they fill out, like, 200 different soups, like if there's a huge banquet there. And they do it on purpose to show, you know, oh, you know, we don't want you to think that North Korea doesn't have food, that we're poor. And they waste all this food. They make a big show of a big banquet, and he's the only person there. I know it sounds weird. You got to watch it. They do karaoke.
They should have brought Jack Masterson.
Yeah, he would have eaten all it up. They'd have been so scared.
They wouldn't have been so eager to please then.
Right. All right, gentlemen. Thank you, Brendan, for that number to that Chinese lady who's really angry or upset or scared. We got a number for England for somebody named PF. Let's give PF a call.
Well, I knew BF. He was always BFing.
BF Changs.
Yeah, you know what BFing is, right?
No. Butt fucking?
BFing? Butt fucking.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Is this PF? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. How are you tonight?
Tonight? It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, did I wake you up?
Yes.
Are you awake now? Because you're down here for a 6 a.m. wake-up call.
From who?
From the front desk.
This is a residential home you run.
Yes, that's right. You're signed up for front desk telephone service, joke of the day, wake-up call 6 a.m., joke of the day, and the daily news and weather.
Joke of the day. Mm-hmm. And who set us up?
We got here PF... I'm calling from the call center in Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Well, go away.
Well, no. The system will keep calling you, sir. He doesn't seem to understand. I never get a chance to say the joke of the day. One day we'll get to. Nunu, get the joke of the day ready, please. Send me a pearl.
What?
Yes. So if you're ready for the joke of the day...
Go away.
Would you rather like the weather first?
Just go away, all right?
Do you need to unsubscribe to the service? Let me know. Oh, Jesus. Just go away. Go away. You go away right now. Milkman, you there?
Yeah.
Go away.
You sound a bit cranky.
Go away. Well, no takers on doing conference calls tonight, so if I get anybody who's interested in that, let me know. We'll open up the phone bridge. If not, then nothing, motherfucker.
Yes, Wolf Childs.
All right, we got George. Let's give him a call. Nino need a pro gross joke ASAP in an old news article. Meantime, I'm going to play a prank call from the past. Be right back in just a moment, thank you. We had about 45 minutes left to show.
Thank you for calling.
Yo, what's up? How you doing, yo?
I'm doing good.
Yo, it's Eddie. What's good?
I'm sorry?
Fucking bro, look. Yo, I left my diabetes monitor. And my insulin shots on top of this big machine. You know the one that I'm talking about?
Do you know where at? What area?
Yeah, it was in the casino there. There was no windows or nothing, man. I left the machine. This machine that goes bing, 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 bing. You know that one?
Do you know what kind of machine it is?
It's the machine. Yeah, it goes bing, 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 bing. Like that when you put the money in, you pull the thing, the pee-pee down. It goes like that, and then I put the machine on. I need the medicine, man.
Okay.
Fucking bro, give me the shit. Do you have lost and found?
Yes, let me find out if they found it.
Connect me to lost and found immediately.
Sure.
Now.
Okay,
hello.
I'm gonna transfer you over.
Where are you transferring?
I'm gonna transfer you over.
Is this a Native American casino?
Which one are you looking for? This is Casino del...
Yeah.
Okay, let me transfer you to the... Hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
Casino...
What's going on? Is this an Indian Native American casino, or what is this exactly? Can you explain it to me, please?
It is.
So, okay. I was looking for your lost and found...
because I broke character in the meantime. But I was looking for your lost and found because unfortunately I left my diabetes kit in front on top of the machine, and everyone's asking me which machine, and I think it's a joke at this point. And I heard on 2020 that there's this racket where casinos and places, they have a lost and found, and they keep the stuff and they don't give it back, and they sell it later after a year when the state says that it's legally your property in the state of Arizona after a year. Is that true? How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Oh, well, I can't answer that because I work in the back, so I don't know.
You work in the back?
I mean, it's not true, yeah.
Is there anybody who works?
I didn't answer phone.
Are there any men who work in the back also?
Did you want to speak to a supervisor, security supervisor or something?
Well, what do you mean? Are you reporting me or something? What's going on here? I mean, I don't want any trouble.
Well, I need to transfer your calls. Why am I going to answer?
Why are you?
Like that one?
Why don't we have my green card out and take my social security number? What's the problem? Oh, she dared hang
to
up.
To place
on
a
me.
Call, press 1. Please enter
let's
your
call
destination
her back over there.
Number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
Thank you for calling.
I need to speak to the Puerto Rican casino.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, the Seoul one, the Spanish one, or the Puerto Ricans or something.
It's a Yaqui casino.
You said it was. Now you transferred to a woman who called me a bad racist word, and she hung up on me after I told her to
that
not.
That was casino.
There's some bad people there.
You need, let me call security personally on their cell, and then I'll transfer you over. Okay.
I don't want any trouble with security.
Well, they're the ones that have the lost and found.
Oh God, are they nice people?
Yes, I don't know what their problem was. Hold on.
Assholes. Did she come back, or what happened?
What the fuck is she talking about?
You just been talking, and nothing's happened yet.
Oh, okay. No, I hung up on accident because I cleared the line on accident. God, I've been doing that. I've been really bad with the line
but
lately.
But didn't he have a prank call to himself?
I guess so. Milkman's over there entertaining. He's like playing with little dolls by himself. And hey, look at me. This is my Carlito doll over here. This is Milkman doll. And here's the Tuck doll.
Casino security.
Hi, is this the Puerto Rican casino?
No, this is casino.
Well, see, because I called earlier, and I was some woman that I've been hung up on twice. I lost my diabetes machine when I was in the casino. I put it on top of that machine over there, and now no one says they can find it. Are you breathing into the phone?
No.
Stop doing that. Stop breathing. Stop breathing into
Hello?
The phone. Stop breathing into the phone, ma'am, please.
I'm not doing anything. Who is this?
Someone's breathing. You're making a lot of noise when you're... Is your nose close to the phone? That's disgusting.
No, it's not.
I need my diabetes medicine. I need my insulin and my pills and my blood glucose.
What machine is it on?
The one that goes bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing. That one. There's a machine. I was sitting at it. I know you people know which one it is. I left my pills there, and I need them. I saw on the TV, on the Newsbusters, they said that you people were taking the stuff and keeping it after a year, and then you sell them on places like that. You sell them back, the people's property. I can hear the machine in the background. It's that one. This is stupid.
Casino.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, did you find my pills yet?
No, we didn't.
I was
nobody turned them in.
I was talking to this guy over there, and he said that he was going to look, and then he hung up on me. Who is that?
What machine number?
It's the one that I can hear in the background. It makes that noise all the time. That machine. I sat down, I was pulling down the thing and everything, and then the next thing I know, that my pills, I left them either inside where the money goes or on the very top next to the light machine. I need these pills because I'm feeling my sugar's already very low. And I can't get behind the wheel of my rental car now.
Hold on, we'll check.
Can you please help me? And they hung up again. All right, I'm done with them.
Place a call, press 1.
Yeah, that's right. We're, excuse me. Woohoo. Ooh, hey, there we go. We're all done with it. All right, we're back. Milkman, you should be there. Milkman?
Yeah, I'm here.
I knew you liked
it. Those are some classics. Oh, yeah, those were classics.
Yeah, that was one of your favorites.
Yeah, the casino one's always been a favorite, man. Bing, bing,
bing, bing. All right, everybody's interested. I'm posting now the Madhouse conference call number and the conference ID. If you want to join in the last bit of show, you can do so. Join in the fun, madhouselive.com. We're here once a week or so. We do things. We have fun. It'd be nice to do an afternoon show tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to have... I'm not going to have a chance tomorrow. And I'm not going to have a chance Friday. No. I wish I could, but I got way too much going on this week. I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but I'm just being serious. I've got a lot to do.
Who's whining, Nina?
I don't know. I like to do afternoon shows. It's fun. If you do want to join us during the conference, it's call 712-432-6060. 712-432-6060. Enter in conference ID 417-783. Excuse me. Or just look in the Madhouse chat room. Instructions are there. Or send me a message. I'll send you the information. Thank you. Bah. In the meantime, we'll play another song here that isn't getting us so fucking tired and angry. And do our wake-up calls to the UK like good little boys and girls. It's called That George I Was Talking About. Gay in England also. Let's call Gay. Yes, this is Gay.
Yes, speaking.
Good morning, Gay. My name is Cross.
Good morning.
I'm calling from the International Telephone Business Machines with your...
Well, you can piss off this time in the morning.
Yes, I'm calling with your 6 a.m. wake-up call. Hello? What did she say I could do this time in the morning? I didn't catch it. Hang on, let's call her back. Got a number for Christopher here also in England.
Welcome to the messaging service.
Fuck you, messaging service. Let's call Christopher. Ah, she told me to piss off. I got it. Hello? Hello? No answer.
Ow.
No answer there. Hi, George. Good morning, George.
Next we want
Yes, good morning. This is Cross. I'm calling with your 6 a.m. wake-up call. You're signed up here for the weather, news of the day, and the joy of the day.
I'm not signed up for anything at all. I've said about no wake-up call and that nonsense. You woke me up there. I was asleep.
Yeah, but you're signed up here, sir. George Davies, I've got you signed up for a 6 a.m. wake-up call, joke of the day, weather report.
I don't know whether you have what's a joke, what the hell it is, but I'm not interested in it. Please go away.
All I know is I have to give you this information or the system keeps calling you until I put down that you got it for the morning.
Well, undo the bloody system. I don't want nothing about it, thank you. Well,
you have to unsubscribe yourself, sir. It's not my responsibility. Hello.
You don't know which idiots set this up, do you?
Well, after you get the joke of the day and the news and the weather, then I think the system will let you unsubscribe for the first time. Oh, man. He's not going to call him back. You don't know who he's so prim and proper. Hello? Hello, sir? Sir? No, not George. I'm going to try one last
George,
time.
George, you
charging? One last time with George.
This is Len Davies. Sorry, I can't get to the phone at the moment. If you'll leave your name and number, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hello, George, this is Cross again with your joke of the day. The other day, Bob went down on the beach, you know, and he's 90-pound weakling. You know, down there in that there 200-pound bully knocked the sand in his face. Bob said, I gotta gain some weight. He came home and he gained some weight, all right. He got up to about 200 pounds. And guess what? He went back to that there beach and that 400-pound bully kicked sand in his face. You think he's gonna gain 400 pounds? Probably will, the way he eats. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your business. Thanks for choosing International Business Telephone Machines.
Thank you for calling.
We're on the Voice Bridge, everybody. Madhouse Radio here for October 7th. Chugging right along, Milkman this week. Last night and tonight were the first times it's nice and cool. Cooler outside, it's not hot as balls outside. It isn't hot that when you go outside on the porch, it doesn't feel like I should have put deodorant in my balls before I went out. It's a great time. I was out there smoking a cigar yesterday and today. Cigar season in my house.
Yeah, you didn't have to toast it up, huh?
Yeah. Nunu relating that Pearl, the lady who originally said that joke that I read out, that her delivery was better on that. Well, thank you. Thank you for your vote of confidence, sir. Much appreciated. I do declare. I think we're out of numbers, I do declare. I think we're done with the show.
Have you seen that new Hawaii 5-0 yet?
I saw a commercial for it when I was watching Survivor last week. I don't think I got it set to record. Did you see did it drop yet, or are they just talking about it still?
No, it's been shown. I just haven't seen that.
Milkman, what is
it's been shown. I've heard it's good reviews on it, too.
And we got one last number here to do. Confirmers, go ahead and shut down for the night. We're calling BM, as in bowel movement, in England. We'll do one last wake-up call here. And we will call her a night. Thank you, everyone, who tuned in tonight. It's been great, emotional, fun. Great having Milkman back on the air.
Awesome. What the hell happened to everybody dying in the chat room here? They're all on this spice.
I guess so. They're on the spice. No one called the conference room. You see what I mean? No one cares for it.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this BM?
Sorry?
I'm looking for King.
Well, this is Mrs. King.
Hi, Mrs. King. I'm calling with your 6 a.m. wake-up call. I'm sorry we're a little bit late. Calling with a joke of the day, weather report, and news of the day. And your 6 a.m. wake-up call. The computer, you're down here in the computer system for the wake-up call.
If this is some kind of joke, it's not very funny.
No, it's not a joke. It's a serious. It's a your 6 a.m. wake-up call. You sign
well,
up for
I don't have it.
Well, you sign up for it.
That's absolute rubbish.
How dare you? This is how I make a living. Whatever, I'm tired. I'm done with the show. Done with the show, Milkman. Milkman, take us out of here, man. Come on, do it.
I just posted the link for it.
Oh, you did? All right, cool.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. That's rubbish. That's totally rubbish. I'm an alien, man.
Absolutely rubbish.
Absolutely rubbish.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, well.
All right, bro. Hey, that's been good, man. It's been good coming back and talking to everybody and hearing their finally hearing known as Armada House. And I'd like to thank our special guest here. Our numbers hitman, that's right, our numbers hitman, the man with all the numbers and a fully loaded cartridge there. That's right, our numbers hitman. Thank you so much for throwing some loose. That's right, without
thank
him,
you.
What would the world be like?
That's right.
Thank you so much. Also like to thank Ninian. He's our English representative of our royal representative. Thank you so much for joining us, Ninian, and I hope that your Tesco's coupons come back in. And I'd like to thank Tuck for joining us as well. I saw Tuck in there earlier. And Brandon, also, thank you so much for joining us. Life like him, oh, buddy, life like everybody. Down, way down underneath there. All right, tell Melina I said hello. I'll tell her you said hello. Baz and all of our good friends there, hello so much. And Sean Norcal, that's a guy I met up here in Northern California. I used to so much Tombstone Wasted. Vishal, oh, Kokanee. Hey, Kokanee. I saw you in there, and I sent him to get back to you. Yeah, all right. And looks like we had a pretty good show up here. Fizz Fry, Corrupt, Wasted. We got all kinds of tortures in here. I guess that's what happened in our chat room. Everybody sampled the synthetic cannabis. But also, I'd like to thank you. That's right, especially our listeners. Without you, what would we do without you? Every week we come on here and provide interactive entertainment you can find anywhere in any of these crazy, funny shows that like to do calls and provide entertainment out there. We love you. That's why we do it. But our Generalissimo out of the Madhouse, our leader, our fearless leader, takes his time every week and donates it just to bring fun and humor to you in the Madhouse Stallings. All hail our Generalissimo, Hermanito Carlito. Thank you so much, big man. Up to you, sir.
Thank you, Milkman. Well, it was great having you back on, like I said before, and be sure to visit MadhouseLive.com. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned to the website for indication of when that will be. We got a good countdown clock on there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, wherever it is that you can. Keep yourself informed. I'll try to let you guys know when the next live show next week will be exactly. We might even do a weekend show. You never know. Shit like that happens. Phone shows on this... phone shows on this station also, Tuesday nights, of course, and Tuck does his show on a weekly basis, night depends, look out for that, and also visit the forums, all that stuff, there's so much, you just go to MadhouseLive.com already, alright, Milkman, brother, see you next week.
Thank you so much, have a good weekend. Hey, peace out at FTC Clinic, good to see you, Jimmy James, good night, good night.
We just came through to check y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, to show some love. I'm saying us niggas don't know how long we gonna be here, feel me? So enjoy this shit and enjoy yourselves. And then we out of here. Sit me.